Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Cinderella. When producers sat down to plan the revival of pantomime at the London Palladium for the first time in nearly 30 years, someone at the meeting obviously decided the genre wasn't camp enough already. So throw in Paul O'Grady in full acid-tongued Lily Savage mode as the wicked stepmother, plus the outrageous innuendo of Julian Clary as Dandini, and the result is a dazzling production that's frankly off the scale. Clearly no expense has been spared to produce a show worthy of the grand old theatre, from the starry cast to the spectacular sets and eye-popping special effects, although designer Hugh Durrant must have come close to blowing the budget on a selection of extravagantly bonkers costumes for Dandini. Along with O'Grady and Clary, you have Amanda Holden as the fairy godmother, Count Arthur Strong as Baron Hardup, and Nigel Havers as Lord Chamberlain, a cast that can do this sort of thing in their sleep. Not that anyone sleepwalks here, they all launch themselves into their roles with a winning, self-deprecating and infectious enthusiasm. Nigel Havers, for example, gets laughs just for being Nigel Havers. The show also scores highly by casting two genuine West End musical theatre stars, Natasha J. Barnes and Lee Mead, in the roles of Cinderella and Prince Charming, rather than the soap or reality TV stars plodding their way through many a provincial panto. Cinders and the Prince are often such wimps, aren't they? But Mead, who's been in Joseph and Legally Blonde, is for once a bloke you can imagine women actually swooning over, while Barnes, who wowed audiences earlier this year when she stood in for Sheridan Smith in Funny Girl, is a feisty and tomboyish Cinderella. There's further inspired casting with ventriloquist Paul Zerdin as Buttons. His quick wit, rapport with a crowd, and astonishing skills with puppet Sam are some of the show's real high points, and turn the what can often be toe-curling audience participation bits into genuinely hilarious moments. To describe this Cinderella as over the top feels like something of an understatement, but in a good way. There's plenty of spectacle, song and dance to keep the kids in awe, and enough risque humour from Clary to have the adults in stitches. Although I pity the parents faced with having to explain some of his gags to the little ones. Cinderella continues at the London Palladium until the 15th of January. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.